Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Hogan, H-O-G-A-N. Address is 20 Course, C-O-A-R-S-E, Golden, I'm sorry, Gold, Course, Gold, G-O-L-D, Road, Oroville, California, 95956. Phone 530-693-9496. ID is XXXXX1045. Date of birth is 6/27/1947. 74-year-old. Retired widowed woman. Insurance is Medicare/Aetna. Pharmacy is CVS-Oroville. It is addressed to... Dr. A-M-I-T-A-B-H, Singh, S-I-N-G-H, M-D, Chico Medical, Pediatrics and Express Care, in all capitals, A-M-P-L-A. Below that, Internal Medicine, 680 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-342-4395. Fax 530-894-2325 with a carbon copy to Dr. A-S-A-O, M-D, AMPLA, capital A-M-P-L-A, Healthcare, Oroville, California. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation and continuity of care, subparagraph, history of right hemispheric stroke with left hemiparesis, subparagraph, continuity of care in the process of rehabilitation, stroke prevention. Dear Dr. Singh, and I'm sorry, Dr. Singh is a D period, O period, D-O, internal medicine. Dear Dr. Singh and professional colleagues, thank you for your kind referral, Bonnie Hogan, for neurological evaluation, considering her stroke in San Diego. And now her transition to healthcare in Oroville. New paragraph, as you know, she was hospitalized at Palomar, P-A-L-O-M-A-R, hospital in San Diego, suffering a fairly dense left hemiparesis as a consequence by her report of substance abuse with methamphetamine that she obtained from her brother by her report. New paragraph, she reported that she didn't have much, if any, other underlying medical problems, except possibly some hypertension, new paragraph. Her daughter, who is providing care and accompanied her today, reports that she's also been a very active and adventurous person, apparently intelligent and highly accomplished. New paragraph. She is currently well-treated on her medication. For hypertension and stroke prevention with aspirin, subparagraph, her neurogenic bladder has improved. Subparagraph, there's no clinical history to suggest findings or history of obstructive or non-obstructive hydrocephalus. As a consequence of her stroke, she has left upper extremity paresis, left lower extremity paresis with a foot drop. And some... sensory difficulty with swallowing that is otherwise not complicated. New paragraph. She underwent initial post-hospitalization rehabilitation in San Diego before transitioning to Oroville, where she's now living with her daughter who's providing care. New paragraph. She initiated her first visit with physical therapy yesterday. At your request, new paragraph. She'll be seeing a Dr. A-S-A-O at AMPLA in Oroville for follow-up and continued care, new paragraph. Her clinical examination demonstrates a fairly dense left hemiparesis with reduced mobility, subparagraph. She does have restriction of the left shoulder where further care is going to be needed, new paragraph. Her speech is preserved, as is her sense of taste, smell, chewing, swallowing, and phonation. New paragraph, she denies a visual deficit. New paragraph, her extraocular movements are fine. New paragraph, there may be inattention to the left as a consequence of her CVA. New paragraph, and new paragraph, she denies having any dysomnia or sleeping problems. She sleeps well. She takes one nap during the afternoon. She is not snoring and doesn't develop post-sleep symptoms from any known dysomnia. New paragraph. She denies having headaches or other clinical symptoms at this time. She does report that at times she has a sense of tingling in the left upper and lower extremities that may be a consequence of thalamic dysfunction if present. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical history and presentation, I will initially obtain the following, colon. We will obtain the Palomar Hospital records, including her imaging reports for review in consideration for her presentation. New paragraph. We are scheduling her for MR brain imaging with neuroquantitative analysis for determination of the extent, nature, of her stroke and incapacity, and any further evidence of cerebral injury or degeneration with her previous history. New paragraph, MR vascular angiography of the circle of Willis will be obtained initially, considering further evaluation if required. New paragraph. Upon her return with further medical record information, I will order laboratory studies for stroke risk factor. New paragraph, at this time, she, by her report and her daughter's information, is doing well in the recovery process, as might be expected at this point. New paragraph. This is an intelligent woman who is motivated to improve. New paragraph. I will see her back for reevaluation with a follow-up report. New paragraph. Thank you again for this kind referral and sign with my professional signature.